Well, here in this country today, we're learning about another possible ripple from the Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby decision. It could derail efforts to get an Employment Non-Discrimination Act passed in Congress because several prominent gay rights groups are backing away from the bill that passed the Senate last year. The legislation is aimed at securing rights for gay and transgender people in the workplace, but it includes an exemption for religious organizations. That provision was added to attract Republican votes, which helped the bill pass the Senate. But gay rights activists are now worried about the precedent from the Hobby Lobby ruling, which, just to remind you, the court said that closely held companies have the right to get an exemption from the Affordable Care Act's requirement to provide insurance coverage for contraception if they have religious objections to it. Lambda Legal is one of the groups withdrawing support for ENDA, and we're joined now from Los Angeles by Jenny Pizer, senior counsel and director with Lambda Legal. Jenny, welcome.
Great to be with you.
Well, and explain the connection. Why does the Hobby Lobby decision affect your support for ENDA?
Well, Lambda Legal has been voicing concerns about the provision allowing religious organizations to discriminate, an exception in the ENDA bill, since 2007, when that provision was broadened to allow a kind of discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity that does not exist under the other federal law. Title VII, that covers race, national origin, religion, and sex discrimination, has been on the books for 50 years. It has special treatment for religious organizations, but it's much more targeted. It says that a religious organization can favor people of the same religion but in hiring, but cannot discriminate on other grounds. In other words, Catholic charities could favor Catholics but can't discriminate based on national origin, say only hiring white Catholics and not people of color who are Catholic. That seems like an appropriate way to handle the situation, but the ENDA exemption is much broader. We've been voicing concerns since 2007, but the Hobby Lobby decision put a bright spotlight on the potential consequences. So we and our colleagues felt like we really just had to call the question and insist that this bill not go forward in this form.
But other groups like the Human Rights Campaign, which it says it's the largest organization for LGBT rights, has not withdrawn support. Its website still says pass ENDA now. They say it's still important.
And so what you're seeing is a public conversation about the bill, its contents, and what it might mean in practical effect. This is language, I mean, the bill itself has been pending for decades now, and it's just become out of date. In fact, I mean, we've been saying it's a problem, but it's become clear that we really need to reexamine it. And, you know, this happens on issues. It's very important to have public conversations sometimes. We've been having conversations with members of Congress who are leading on this issue. So I think what you're seeing is more of the conversation being in public to engage with our community and the larger community with an intention to get a better bill.
And would a better bill have any exemption for religious organizations?
Well, our position is that the treatment of religious organizations should be the same across the federal employment law. And what is in Title VII, this very important 50-year-old bill, that seems to work well. And we should have the same provision in ENDA. ENDA is about equal treatment of gay people and transgender people in the workplace. And that means an equal, consistent treatment of employers. I think that's both because this bill should be equal in a broader permission to discriminate by religious organizations. That's not equal. So we need equal and we need consistent so that employers and employees understand how they're going to be treated.
But some may say that this is a step-by-step approach, that why not just take this now if you can get it passed, which, of course, we should remind people, it's not going anywhere in the House at the moment anyway, even though it did pass the Senate. But just get this part passed and then worry about getting another ENDA passed in the future that would have no exemption or a different kind of exemption that would be more amenable to you.
Yeah, I think it is certainly true that legislation frequently is the art of compromise, and that has been our position since 2007 when this provision was broadened to permit a lot more discrimination than the other employment law, Title VII, permits. We were worried about it, but it did seem like a sensible strategy back then for moving the bill. But it's now been many years, and what we've seen in as a practical matter, the calls we get to our help desk from people who are having discrimination problems is that discrimination by some religious organizations is actually a big problem. In the U.S., as everyone knows, lots of social services, licensed professional social services, are provided by organizations like hospitals, nursing homes, that have a religious affiliation. Sometimes it's quite attenuated or historical, but it is part of their legal identity, and it's just not okay. It's become clear that it's just not okay that those organizations hire so many people of different faiths. The non-discrimination rules need to be the same for gay people, transgender people, and everybody. No discrimination. The law should be the same.
Jenny Pizer, senior counsel and director with Lambda Legal, joining us from Los Angeles today. Jenny, thank you very much.
My pleasure.